Okay. Whew. Good God.
It's a beautiful day to be alive here at the peak of recorded human civilization.
Son, you wrote a song for us, and I think you may have written it while you were in the Air Force called Ragged Old Flag.
No, I wrote that in 1975.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. In Binghamton, New York.
I saw you do it on the 4th of July, several years ago, in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Could you do it for us right now?
Ragged Old Flag. I walked through a county courthouse square, and on a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, that'll do. No, that'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole's kind of leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've come to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag." I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag." You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night Francis Scott Key set up watching it right in Say, Can You See? Got a little rip in New Orleans, back in Hammond and Jackson, tugging at his seams. It almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but you waved on, though, waved on, though. It got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville. Got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she took a bad hit from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low by the time that one was through. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. The Native American Indians, the blacks, the yellow, the white, all shed red blood with stars and stripes. And in her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the very government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare. She's wearing kind of thin. But she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Because she's been through the fire before. And she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, bring her down slowly every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I guess I do like to brag. Because I'm mighty proud of that
ragged old flag.
Ragged old flag. Ragged old flag.
That one's going out to Jeff. Welcome to the Super Request Show. Bienvenidos. Es Luna. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Akira.
Disco V. Chris Champagne, what's cracking, baby? How you doing? Pew, pew, pew. Exactly. Exactly. How's everything looking and sounding and feeling out there? How's the levels? All that. God bless America, says Jeff. I think he did. Shouts out to everyone locked in. Nut the lake. Headbutt the lake with all of your might. It's a strict one in, one like, one invitation policy from YouTube these days. You do not get 100 likes within the first hour, they kill the stream and don't send it to anybody. And they literally send out one invert for every like that is hit. So you need to do that. Do that thing! How you doing? I just got back from the gym. It was brutal! It was brutal, gym. I ain't been to the gym since last Wednesday. We were shooting music videos. Then the album came out. And now here we are. Anyway, I was back in today. Did back squat at 225 pound, 5 reps. Whole bunch of that. Then a whole bunch of WOD back squat activities. 12! Sets 12, then 8 burpee over the bar. Then 75 skibbity rope. All that shit. Anyway, we're here now. We're going in. It's Super Request Show. Super chat your request. It's get that thing played. It's that simple. It's that simple. You super chat the thing you want to hear. This is a Meaning Wave song. It gets played. What a fucking miracle. Andrew Perlman, you bad man. This is for you. Paul Harvey, hard work. Thanks, Akira. Meaning Wave is the sustenance. The crow's laziness. Yeah, I heard that. Woo, woo, woo.
One brick at a time. Now that represents a lot of calluses. America the Beautiful is not an accomplished fact guaranteed to remain intact. God shed his grace on thee to be sure.
To be sure!
This was wasteland when God had it to himself. He handed man a hoe and said, you want it? All right, earn it. And all that's necessary for the weeds to take over again is for you and me to lay down that hole. Work, 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 hard work. There is no gospel less popular than the gospel of hard work. Work, 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 hard work. There is no gospel less popular. Get to work, get to work. Tell our young people how our country was carved out of the wilderness. No, it wasn't. Our nation was hammered and hoed and chopped and dug and sawed out of the wilderness by barehanded men who asked nothing for nothing. America did not start out with an agricultural production that the awe and envy of the world. It was seeded first by sting farmers who fought Indians and ranchers and cold and heat and drought and bug and flood and one another. The fruited in sprang forth from barren acres only after they had been watered with a lot of sweat.
Hey! Work. Oh! Work. Hard work.
There is no gospel less popular
than the gospel. Get to work.
Work.
Man like Jeff. 47 months to Jeff. Says almost 4 years of Meaning Wave. I never look back. Thank you for your hyper productivity and hypersensitivity. Healing humans one song at a time. Big up Jeff. Jeff's choice was that first song. I should have told you. That was Ragged Old Flag with Johnny Cash.
There is no gospel less popular.
You already know that though.
Full of hard work.
You know everything. We're smart and wise.
Work, hard work.
What's up, Bradley?
No gospel less popular.
Man like Dirk, what's up?
don't get to work.
Juggalo, what's up?
I guess what I'm saying is that the more history I study, ours and others, the more certain I am that there is one fertilizer essential to the survival of civilization, and that fertilizer is sweat. And I don't mean perspiration. I mean the kind of steamy, streamy, salty sweat that's wrung from a man by hard physical work. Somehow, the sweat gets into the soil of a farm or a factory, a city or a state or a nation. And everything thereabouts grows tall and strong and tough enough to stand against any storm. But the day the sweat dries up, the soil dries up. And whole civilizations are buried in dust.
Come on!
Work, 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 hard work. There is no gospel less popular than the gospel of hard work.
Work, oh, work,
work, hard work. There is no gospel less popular than get to work.
Get to do what? Ow! Make some noise to Paul Harvey up in the Casa del Sentido.
Merry Christmas.
Work! Shouts out everyone locked in. Bradley says, I love Meanie Wave. Mandy dances out in cans of asked for Joseph Campbell, the individual, and said, please. She said, please. We love that.
Now, the third function of a mythological tradition is to validate and maintain a certain moral order.
Now, what's up, Amanda?
It's greatly different from one society to another. For example, the requirements of a primitive hunting community are very different from the primitive planting community. What is required of the young men and women is in each case quite different. Likewise, in a complex society of differentiated tasks with professional doctors, medicine, medical men, astronomers, scientists, governing people, trading people, all of these coordinated in one society, we have a quite different
social problem. What's up, what's up?
Different moral problems from that of a simple primitive community.
The individual must be made to react in a way that echoes your songs into. The individual must be shaped. Ooh. Ooh. Once into.
So there is variation from society to society in terms of the social order. Now, some of these social orders are extremely ruthless and fierce in their requirements and nature. Think some of the descriptions in the anthropological works of the primitive initiation rites. What is done to the young people in some primitive societies in order to test their courage, in order to integrate them in the social group? Most societies are extremely dogmatic and fierce in their integration of the individual. The individual is born as a separate entity. He is carved up, so to say, and made to fit into a pattern that the society requires.
required. It doesn't require a total man. It requires a part man. Not an individual, but a individual. Someone who has been divided up and put into a knot.
Oh, he must be made to react in a way that occurs who wants him to. The individual must be shaped. He must be made to react in a way that occurs who wants him to. Hey. Shout out to everyone locked in. It's that mini stream. It's Monday. It's Luna. It's we in the house. And La Casa. Sentido. Casa del Sentido. What's cracking with y'all? Shout out to everybody. I hope you had a lovely weekend listening to Meditations Part 2 over and over again. Some of you have definitely been listening to it a lot because it's already got over 65,000 streams on Spotify alone. Shouts out to everyone enjoying that record and sharing it with the homies. Hey, hey. We got Ryan in the house, Citra Tedge in the house, Richard the producer's in the house, JC the Linehouse in the house, PK's in the house, Andrew Pullman's in the house, Fool Killer in the house. Nice to see you all in the house.
This happens in the most primitive societies already. Nature produces this wonderful
produces
being full of possibilities. The society, and you cannot blame the society, it requires a certain specific limited type. It's got to have that, otherwise it can't exist. The individual, so to say, carved in shape, garified, teeth knocked out, his body is changed so that he'll know I'm a member of this group, not that group.
The individual must be shaped. He must be made to react in a way that that culture wants it to. Wants him to. Fuck! Grimes impression. Fuck! PK, I don't know what you're talking about. That ain't no Meaning Wave song. The Individual with Joseph Campbell for Amanda Dances Out in Kansas. Yo, this one's going out to JT the Lionheart from that Dune Wave Odyssey.
When you think to take determination of your fate into your own hands, that is the moment you can be crushed. Always other forces at work. At work.
At work.
Cannot be understood by stopping it. Understanding must move with the flow of the process, must join with it and flow with it, must join with it and flow
with it.
That which submits rules. The willow submits to the wind and prospers until one day it is many willows, a wall against the wind. This is the willow's purpose.
A wise man.
Lives only to die. Wise man molds himself. Fool lives only to die. Only to die.
Do you wrestle with dreams? Do you contend with shadows? Do you move in a kind of sleep? Time has slipped away. Your life is stolen. You tarried with trifles, victim of your folly.
Fuck!
You wait without purpose. In the highest state of tension, do not compete with what is happening. To compete is to prepare for failure. Do not be trapped by the need to achieve anything. This way, you achieve everything. You do not take from this universe. It grants you what it will.
Only to die. Only to die. Shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Determination of your fate into your own hand. That is the moment you can be crushed. Be cautious. Allow for surprises. When we create, there are always other forces at work.
At work!
At work.
At work!
At work.
At work!
At work.
Last one for JT Lionheart, and this one is going out to Chinchilla Manila. Featuring Kamal Ravikant.
You know, it's funny, I never used to think about the fact about loving myself. I just wasn't that guy.
The thing about loving myself came when I hit rock bottom. And I really had bottom, and it was a desperate attempt to save myself. I really fundamentally believe in the power of commitment and making commitments to yourself. You gotta keep them. And in this desperate moment, I made this vow to myself. I was at bottom. My company had fallen apart. I lost everything. I was really sick. I was miserable. I was depressed. One morning or one night, it was dark. And I just got out of my bed, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. Do this anymore. I'm either gonna get out of this or die trying. And I walked over to my journal, grabbed my pen, and I wrote. I knew I had to make a vow to myself to get out of this. I didn't know what. And I just sat down and I wrote. It was freehand.
I vowed to love myself. I vowed to love myself. I vow 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 to love myself. Love myself. I vow to love myself. I vow to love myself.
What the fuck is that? Richard, Dan, did I miss the discount spring code? Yeah, you did. So I've just extended it. It's going to be extended till the end of the week. How about that? Discount code, all caps, S-P-R-I-N-G, spring, at meaningwave.com. 15% off everything at meaningwave.com's code spring, all caps. Because Richard wanted it. We live to serve over here at Meaning HQ.
I vow to love myself. 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 I vow to love myself.
Where that came from, I had no idea. I still don't. It was a pure primal vow. It came from like a deep place of literally I was trying to save myself. When I realized that, what I'd done, I was like, okay, I don't know how to do that. I gotta figure out, because I made a commitment to myself. And a vow to yourself is a sacred act. You do that, you keep it, and life will change. And I had to figure out how to do it. I knew I had to work on my internal self. It wasn't about taking bubble baths. It's an internal thing. It's a mindset. It's a belief. It's a rock solid belief where your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions rise from. If they rise from there, then your life rises from there.
I vow to love myself. 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 Free love myself. I vow to love myself. I vow to love myself. I vow to love myself.
In this life, anything better than a
if you discover and life,
anything better than that, embrace it with our reservation. Let's enjoy it to the full. But if nothing higher is revealed in your very divinity that's within you, all your appetites, examine all your thoughts, as the courage to say, detach yourself from sense, submit it to your God's and cares for all mankind. If you find there's nothing of greater value than this, you don't do nothing else, but anything that might lead you astray, might tempt you up the path, and leave you unable to devote yourself to be, achieving the honor and goodness that is unique to you. It would be wrong for anything to stand in the way. Applause of the crowd, be your power, be your pleasure. All my seeds will be compatible with air. For a while, the sudden,
yeah, yeah.
Is true, but you are.
If you discover in life
anything higher than justice,
self-control, truth and courage in this life,
anything better than mine,
satisfied.
You succeeding in enabling you to a question that insatisfies you. Accept what's beyond this control. If you discover in life anything better than justice, don't let go, 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 go.
Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the mind killer. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it is gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. When the fear has gone, there will be nothing.
Only I will remain. Whoa! 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 Oh! Whoa! Oh!
excuse maker. How do I stop making excuses and get things done?
Chronic excuse maker. Have you stopped making excuses?
This is actually pretty simple.
I said it the other day, and you have to realize, you have to know. You have to accept. Your excuses
are lies.
Your excuses
are lies.
Think about the lies you use to rationalize.
Taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Your excuses are lies.
You're too old or too young.
Lies!
And there's, you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie.
Oh!
Your excuses
are lies. Oh! Your excuses are lies.
Think about the lies you use to rationalize.
Take an easy road. Your excuses are lies.
And you're too tired, or you're too sore, or you're just plain not feeling it. Lies, lies, lies. And the list goes on and on and on. And it doesn't stop if you don't make it stop. They're trumped up. They're conjured up. They're fabricated.
What are they?
They're lies.
Oh.
Your excuses
are lies.
Oh. Your excuses
are lies. What?
Used to rationalize.
Take it easy road. Take it easy road and leaving discipline behind. Your excuses are lies. What? Sir Frank, go! Oh! All your excuses are lies, baby. That one goes out to JT the Lionheart. Before that, we had Bad Injustice. We had Chinchilla and Manila had. Your excuses! Having some slight internet joy. The Ethernet cable needs replacing. I will make sure that is replaced as soon as possible. I'm taking extreme ownership of the Ethernet cable. I'm assuming that's the problem, because the Ethernet cable, you know they got them clips on it? The clip is snapped. It does not have the power. Mini Wave Live Request, Super Request, show! Super Chat, your request, get it played, it's a miracle.
Rationalize, take the easy road. Take the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Your excuses are lies. And how do you stop the lies? You stop the lies with the truth. The truth. The truth will set you free. The truth will stand, and the truth will deliver you from procrastination and laziness and the downward spiral that comes with a lack of discipline. So, don't believe the lies, believe the truth. But the truth is,
done.
Talking with the person who gave us the AMA, gave me Blue Church, Jordan Hall.
What?
Part of that is this idea, which is the religion that's not a religion, and trying to come up with a post-religious faith. Because here's the idea. This is probably, in some ways, my most radical idea. I want to do what, like, Augustine did as the Roman Empire is falling. He laid the foundation. He laid the cultural cognitive grammar for an entirely different culture, and then he stole the culture bottom up. I want to help steal the culture. Steal it away.
Do everything I can. I want to help steal the culture away. Steal it away.
The imperial system at some point clamped down again. But nevertheless, we shifted out of antiquity. We shifted to a different world. So I want to try and do that. I want to try and create the systems of meaning, the religion that's not a religion, the ecology of practices, the communities, the networks of communities. All of this is already happening. We really empower it, both in terms of its grammar, give it the best scientific tools for engineering the practices and the ecology of practices. I basically want to steal the culture.
I wanna help steal the culture away. And do everything I can. Yo, you better smash that like. Let's go. New emojis in the chat. Let's go.
Has been sort of been ossified. It's been ossified in ways that make choice no longer really relevant. You know, Christianity stole the culture away from the elites of this time. Now, new elites won. They always will. But the culture changed, and it changed in an important way.
But
that's what I'm trying to do right now. That's what I see myself doing with a lot of these other people.
I want to help steal the culture away. But I can. Protection, our road to heaven. We call on your blessing, Father. Kingdom, our trembling, our anger descending. Father, we put our faith. Go! Steal it away.
The whole point about the metaphor is, you can't way of trying to understand what it is to not play their game and to shift over to in a totally different game, to shift the culture, is to steal the culture. The only thing I can get from history that's been able to do that are religions. But for reasons that I've articulated, I don't want, it's not personally, I mean in terms of the functionality, I don't think the standard model, the axial age model of religion is going to do what we need in order to scale the culture as deeply as we need to scale it.
Use this gospel for protection.
That last one going out to Gus Cato. What's up, Gus?
Say to control your thoughts, treat it with respect. It's all to protect your mind from false deceptions, false to your nature and that of all rational beings. It's what makes the fullness possible. Submission to the divine, affection for other people, and submission to the divine. Your ability to control your thoughts, treat it with respect. It's all to protect your mind from false perceptions, false to your nature. All rational beings is what makes fruitfulness possible. Forget everything else, keep hold of this alone. Remember each other's lives only now, this we've instant. The rest has been lived already. It's impossible to know. How we live is small, the greatest renown. As for love to many, I'm sure it lives six figures. Who know not even themselves as those that long ago. You're a busy control. Close to your nature and that of all rational beings. It's what makes perfectness possible.
Yeah, yeah! Your Ability from the brand new album Meditations Volume 2. That one was picked by Free Consciousness. Shouts out to you. Smart choice. It's a banger. Mini Wave Live Super Request Show. Super chat your request, get it played. Managing rating, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Can't read. Yo, let me try that again. Amazing random products. What's up, Dawn? Back after a week. Fast from the things of this world. That was difficult to read. Why? Why did I have trouble? I don't know. But I did. Sometimes I do. It's a lot going back. It's a lot going on back here. Nobody knows. Chinchilla Manila chose this.
Chinchilla Manila chose this.
Bienvenidos en casa del sentido.
There is only one way to salvation, and that is to make yourself responsible for all men's sins. As soon as you make yourself responsible in all sincerity for everything and for everyone, you will see at once that this is really so, and that you are in fact to blame for
everyone.
Dostoevsky, I think, said something like, every man is responsible for everything that happens to him and everything that happens to everyone else.
You dick!
Every man is responsible for everything that happens to him and everything that happens to everyone else.
That's what's up!
Every man is responsible for everything that happens to him and everything that happens to everyone else. Every man is responsible for everything that happens to him and everything that happens to everyone else. It's a crazy statement, right? It's a crazy statement, and he was a pretty extreme person in many, many ways, but there's a level at which that's metaphysically true, you know, because what happens is that it's failure to act often that's the most catastrophic. It's to not do the right thing when the situation presents itself. It's very specific. You know, you're constantly in situations where you could do the right thing if you were willing to take a risk that's actually of relatively moderate size. And you know that you can take the risk, and you know that you should take the risk, and you don't. Every man is responsible for everything that happens to him and everything that happens to everyone else.
What up?
Every man is responsible for everything that happens to him and everything that happens to everyone else. Every man is responsible for everything that happens to him and everything that happens to everyone else. Every man is responsible for everything that happens to him and everything that happens to everyone else. Now, 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 continue to act thus.
Yes! Stoic wave.
I don't save your time, which the lately has been forced from you.
Or filched away on me, slipped from your hands. Make yourself believe
the truth of my words.
Yeah!
There's certain moments that someone from us, some are gently removed.
And the others play beyond our reach.
Reach.
For the ancestors.
The most disgraceful kind of lust is due to
carelessness.
Furthermore, if you will pay close heed to the problem,
you will
find the largest portion of our life passes while we are doing ill.
Ill.
And goodly share while we are doing
nothing.
And the whole while we are doing that which is not to the purpose. The whole while we are doing that which is not to the purpose. The whole while we are doing that which is not to the purpose. The whole while we are doing that which is not to the purpose. What man can you show me? Places any value
on his time.
Who reckons the worth of each day?
Who understands
he is dying daily? For we're mistaken when we look forward to death. The major portion passed already. The years behind us are in death signs. Therefore, do as you write me that you're
doing.
Hold every eye in your grasp. Lay hold of today's task, and you will not need to depend
so much upon tomorrow's.
While we are postponing, life speeds by. Nothing insidious is ours except time. We were entrusted by nature with the ownership of a single thing. So fleeting and slippery, anyone who will can house this
from possession.
Yeah! And the whole world, we are doing that which is not to the purpose. The whole world, we are doing that which is not to the purpose. The whole world, we are doing that which is not to the purpose. The whole world, we are doing that which is not to the purpose. They allow the cheapest and most useless things, which can easily be replaced, to be charged in the reckoning. And after they've acquired them, never regard themselves as dead when they receive some of that precious commodity.
Time!
And yet time is the one love which even a grateful recipient cannot repay. You may desire to know how I preach to you so greedy and practicing. I confess frankly my expense account balances as you would expect from one who is free-handed. Careful, I cannot boast that I waste nothing, but I can at least tell you what I am wasting and the cause and manner of the loss. I can give you the reasons why I'm a poor man. And the whole while we are doing that which is not to the purpose. The whole while we are doing
doing that which is not to the purpose? The whole world, we are doing that which is not to the purpose. The whole world, we are doing that which is not to the purpose. The situation, however, is the same as that of many who are induced to slander means through no fault of their own. Everyone forgives them, but no one comes to their rescue. What is the state of things, man? It's this. I do not regard a man as poor. If the little witch remains, is enough for him. I advise you, however, to keep what's really yours. And you cannot begin too early, for as our ancestors believe, it's too late to spare when you reach the dregs of the cask. Of that which remains at the bottom, the amount is slight and the quality is vile. Farewell. 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 And the whole world, we are doing that which is not to the purpose. The whole world, which is not to the purpose. The whole world, we are doing that which is not to the purpose.
The whole world,
we are doing that which is not to the purpose. The whole world, we are doing that which is not to the purpose. The whole world, we are doing that which is not to the purpose. The whole world, we are doing that which is not to the purpose. The whole world, we are doing that which is not to the purpose.
But free consciousness to the purpose. Kiri the Don, Seneca the Younger, one of them stoic wave classics. Oh! What's up, John Gray Dewey?
Why am I selling out 3,000 person auditoriums?
Por qué?
I use the stage, let's say, as an opportunity in real time to think. Wave, that's a real mistake. You might be on top of the wave. Wave.
You are not.
The wave, 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 the wave,
hey.
Wave, that's a real mistake.
You might be on top of the wave. Wave. Deep what?
Online video, and audio, immediately accessible to everyone, all over the world. It's turned the spoken word into a tool that has the same reach as the printed word. So it's a Gutenberg revolution in the domain of video and audio. And it might be even deeper than the original Gutenberg revolution because it isn't obvious how many people can read, but lots of people can listen. Right, and you got a little bit of it radio, but there was bandwidth limitations that were really stringent, especially in TV, where you could get 30 seconds if you were lucky, at 6 minutes if you were stellar to elucidate a complicated argument. So you can't do that. Everything gets compressed to a kind of oversimplified entertainment. But now all of a sudden we have this forum for long-form discussion. Real long-form discussion. Turns out that everyone is way smarter than we thought.
The wave.
That's a real mistake. You might be on top of the wave,
but you're not. The wave.
You might be on top of the wave, but
you're the wave. The people at the forefront of this are being cascaded forward like a surfer on a giant wave on this technological transformation. It's necessary to keep your ego under control. With regards to the people coming to see me, the proper attitude towards that, and I think this is true for any performer, is gratitude, gratitude. You bloody well be happy those people are there, and you should never think there's something particularly special about yourself that's attracting these people, and that somehow you're above them and they're your fans, or there's this real power differential, even though that sort of manifests itself because people are so happy to see you. Happy to see you. That's a dangerous pathway, and I truly am ridiculously overwhelmed and grateful and happy and pleased that all these people show up. Therefore, take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. I spent a long time trying to figure out what that meant too, because it's another one of those lines that can easily be read as pro-grasshopper, an ant. Remember the old fable of the grasshopper and the ant? Maybe not. I'm not going to tell it, but the ant works, and the grasshopper fiddles. The ant has a pretty good time in the winter, and the grasshopper dies. And so this is like a pro-grasshopper line, but it's not. It says something else. It says that if you orient yourself properly and then pay attention to what you do every day,
that works.
That works.
That works. That works.
And you can live in the day.
You have to have an aim. What's up?
The world shifts itself around your aim.
Oops.
You're a creature that has an aim.
Oh, good.
You have to have an aim in order to do something. You're an aiming creature. And so you have an aim. Well, let's say your aim is the highest possible aim. That sets up the world around you. It organizes all of your perception, what you see and you don't see, your emotion and your motivation. So you organize yourself around that aim, and then what happens? The day manifests itself as a set of challenges and problems, and if you solve them properly, you stay on the pathway towards that aim, and you can concentrate on the day. And so that way, you get to have your cake and eat it too. Because you can point into the distance, the far distance. Point into the distance, the far distance. And you can
live it today.
You're a creature that has an aim.
You have to have an aim.
That makes every moment supercharged.
Ba, 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 ba.
Live it today.
Live it today.
You have an aim. You have to have an aim. That makes every moment
supercharged your meaning. What's up, gang? SuperchargeYourMeaning.com. SuperchargeYourMeaning. At MeaningWave.com. Happiness being a side effect of meaning after all. This stream is sponsored by MeaningWave.com. Head on over to MeaningWave.com and take advantage of our sale, what we have got on, because Richard asked. Because Richard asked so nicely. So use code SPRING, all caps, at checkout and get 15% off of your order at MeaningWave.com. And also remember, the CDs are shipping this week. I'll be signing them this week. So if you want a signed CD, you'll be wanting to order that now because there won't be any more signed CDs after I've signed them and they've been sent out. And that is happening this week. So if you've not yet ordered your Meaning Wave Meditations Volume 2 CDs or Mask or that, you should probably get on that ASAP, baby. ASAP, ASAP. Like Rihanna's wife. Hey! Hey! International High 5 O'Clock. Chocolas! Let me know where you are. Where are you? And what are you aiming at currently in your life? What are you aiming at? What are you aiming at? JT the Lionheart says, the shirts are dope. That's true. You are right. John Grady says, I would be fascinated to go to a Meaning Wave live show just to be surrounded by individuals that embrace the messages in Aguirre's music. I can hardly imagine a more wholesome community. It's like church. Well, we're still aiming at raising the money to make that happen. That is still a possible stretch goal. The stretch goals on the campaign disappeared once the campaign hit its campaign period. However, we've kept in the these two. We've kept these two. 35K vinyl edition, 55K shows. I don't see why that can't happen. I don't see why it shouldn't happen. I think it should happen. That's what I think too. I agree with you, John. Where are you? What are you aiming at? You gotta have an aim. You're an aiming creature. Everybody knows that. But Elite Lam is in Denver, Colorado, aiming to renew my passport today so I can travel to Italy in October. Grazie. Free consciousness, Vegas in the gym, aiming to reach my highest potential. Boom! Free consciousness, Vegas in the gym, aiming to reach my highest potential. Boom! Inside of the Ages, Colorado, aiming at tomorrow. Chad Comstock, oh, chinchilla, they are a banger for sure. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Richard, hey, dropped two bills and saved a bunch. You can too. King. King activities. Free consciousness. If we bought CDs during the campaign, are they going to be signed? If you bought signed CDs.
Yeah. If you didn't buy them signed, they won't be signed.
Boom! Shall I show you that? Just so that we're clear. Just so we understand. Free consciousness is very confused today, and that's fine. We all get confused sometimes. I get confused at least once a day. CD, regular CD, not signed. Da 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 da. Signed, CD signed, with stickers, signed. Vinyl, regular vinyl, 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 vinyl stuff. So if it says signed on it, you got it signed. Signed! If it didn't say signed, it's not signed. Signed! That's facts. Hey, 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 hey. Let me get my back my thing. Yo, I say pinche confusion. There we go. Chad, Ottawa, Canada, my name is Tobias. You hear that noise? That's the sound of OBS just shutting itself down. I don't even know why. Hey, Richard with Jessica the producer spending time together in the kitchen. Woo! Chinchilla Manila in NorCal aiming for inner peace and strength. Oh, Amanda Dances out in Kansas aiming at staying consistent. With at least one thing. One thing. You only got to be consistent at one thing. And then you can, improve upon that and watch that consistency bleed into the rest of your life. Oh! Matthew Felsey, Colorado, aiming at improving health and strength. Health and strength. All right, let's go. Three! Dos! In! Chocolas! High five! You already know. Exactly.
The web is a trap.
Yes, it is.
Like the spider's web is a trap.
Yes, it is, Shecky. It's a trap, Shecky. It's a trap.
The lovely embroideries are worn by women as traps for men. From a certain point of view.
From my point of view.
From a certain point of view. And I want to consider the web as something playful. You see, there are so many ways of looking at it. And you will find that all these ways are right. But what we need is the fullness of the view. From a certain point of view.
Of the view.
From a certain point of view. What we need is the fullness
of the view.
From a certain point of view. From a certain point of view. What we need is the fullness
of the view.
From a certain point of view.
From a certain point of view.
What we need is the fullness of the view. From a certain point of view. From a certain point of view. What we need is the fullness of the view. From a certain point of view. From a certain point of view. There are people, for example, who can see the web as a trap and get stuck with that. There are
There are people to whom existence is simply hateful. They see it as nothing but a ghastly mistake. The Lord really erred when he created this world, because he arranged it in such a way that everything lives by eating something else. And what I'm doing is I'm describing a certain point of view.
From a certain point of view.
I'm not exactly philosophizing, I'm describing a point of view. You can look at life in such a way that the whole thing is this ghastly mistake. For example, there is no such thing as genuine kindness or love. Everybody is really pretending that they are loving other people in order to get some advantage from them. And indeed, there is a point of view which occurs in certain forms of paranoia where people don't seem to be real. They are mechanisms. And you can think that out quite intensely with a good deal of intelligence. After all, if you start from a good old Darwinian or Freudian basis and see that man is a material machine and that the consciousness of man is simply a very involved and complicated form of chemistry, well, then this awful mechanical thing, these Frankenstein that everybody is, they come around and they say, well, I'm alive. I'm a human being. I have a heart. I love, I hate, I have problems, I feel. And you feel like saying, come off it. You're just a monster. And you put on the civilized act because really you're just a set of teeth.
No!
On the end of a tube.
What we need is the fullness of the view.
From a certain point of view. From a certain point of view. What we need is the fullness
of the view.
From a certain point of view. From a certain point of view.
What we need is the fullness
of the view. From a certain point of view. From a certain point of view. What we need is the fullness.
I gotta be careful, this stream is gonna get yeeted.
I had a message from YouTube a second ago.
I had a message from YouTube. It said, you're playing prohibited video. We're gonna destroy your stream. I have to be very careful. This is a song that I think about often. This is a song that describes a large portion of what we're doing here at Meaning Wave. What we're doing here at Meaning Wave is aiming at bringing you the fullness of the view, or as close as we can get in this lifetime. The fullness of the view from a certain point of view. We give you so many, many certain points of view with which you can therefore stitch together the panorama that is the fullness of the view. And you can pick what works for you. What works for you might not work for the other homie. And what works for you today might not work for you tomorrow. But we're giving you all the tools we can. Via this blessed psychotechnology. Meaning Wave. Hey, mi hermano Benji Fernandez in the chat. We gotta get you on stream one of these days. Benji helped to build this studio. Benji has done a great deal. A lot of things that you don't know about, but I can tell you this. The Meaning Wave that exists today would be very different without the existence of Benji Fernandez. Shecky, what's up? Yes, thank you, Akira. Thank you. Man, like Amazing Random Products, preparing for my big move down to Phoenix. So effing amped. Why do I sometimes say F and sometimes I say fuck? What's with that? Be careful in Phoenix. I went there once and I got robbed. I was staying in some cheap hotel, but I did get robbed by a meth head. He did steal my earbuds and my friend's laptop while we were putting stuff into the car. I'm sure you'll be fine. Shout out to Richard. Richard just took advantage of the SPRING, all caps, SPRING, discount, 15% discount at MeaningWave.com. MeaningWave.com.
because happiness is a side effect of meaning.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows about that. Meaningwave.com, happiness is a side effect of meaning. And Richard says, I just decked out the halls with boughs of holly. I also decked myself and the wife and the kids. Decked with Meaning Wave. By the way, Jess was all about a velvet Monroe hoodie the second she saw it. I do recommend that. I've got one myself. It's beautiful. The beautiful, generally miserable. It's a very beautiful song, makes everybody cry. But you get a hoodie in velvet. Imagine that. It's a very dope hoodie. Mine isn't velvet, actually, but I do want a velvet one. I should probably get a velvet one. But you can get this, and it's great. Ladies love the generally miserable hoodie. Benji says, one man's food is another man's poison. Indeed. There are many rooms in the mansion.
And you've got a ganglion behind those teeth, which you call your brain or your alleged mind. And this thing is really basically there for two purposes. One, to be cunning enough to get something to eat, to put down the tube, and the other, you know what, Mr. Freud,
libido.
And everything else, you see, can be construed as
an elaborate,
subtle way of pretending that that's not really what you want to do, but you do. But you put on a great show. Now, some people have thought that what they really want to do is to eat and to screw. They get involved in higher things that are the masks for these activities. And think that that's the real purpose of life. And then they become what's called neurotic. Because they get involved in being pure camouflage. That's what's called escaping from the facts. Not looking at life, not looking at reality correctly.
Deep in the human unconscious is a pervasive need for a logical universe that makes
what's up, Duck? Where you at? Is Super Chat not available? Super Chat was available. Somebody super chatted about 7 minutes ago. If you're having problems, maybe YouTube has banned you, I don't know. You could do the thing you did the other day. That only you know how to do.
That is part of our universe. Has symmetry, elegance, and grace.
Bop, bop!
Those qualities you find in that which the true artist captures. That which the true artist captures. You can find it in the tone.
Bleat Llama, what's up?
That which the true artist captures. In the way sand traits along a ridge. In the branch clusters of the creosote bush. Or the pattern of its leaves. We try to copy these patterns in our lives, in our society, seeking the rhythms, the dances, the forms that comfort. There is in all things a pattern that is part of our universe. It has symmetry, elegance, and grace. Those qualities you find always.
Yeah! What's up? What up, Mike G? I love what you do. You are breathtaking. XO Sweeps, what's up?
That's the true hero. Yep. It is impossible to see peril in the finding of ultimate perfection. Ultimate perfection. Ultimate perfection. Peril in the finding of ultimate perfection. It is clear that the ultimate pattern contains its own fixity. In such perfection, all things move towards death. There is in all things
a pattern
that is part of our universe. It has symmetry, elegance, and grace. Those qualities we find always in that which the true artist captures. That which the true artist captures. You can find it in the tones of the seasons. That which the true artist captures. The world is supported by four things. The learning of the wise, the justice of the great, the prayers of the righteous, and the valor of the brave. But all of these things are as nothing without a ruler who knows the art of ruling. Make that the science of your tradition. All life is in service.
That one for Bleat Llama. One Step Behind Logic from the original Dune Wave EP. Before that, From a Certain Point of View with Alan Watts for Shecky. Mike Cann chose this one.
I am, I think, I will. I am, I think, I will. My hands, my spirit, this earth and mine. What must I say besides? These are the words. This is the answer. I stand here on the summit of the mountain. I lift my head, I spread my arms. This, my body and spirit. This is the end of the quest. I wish to know the meaning of things. I am the meaning. I wish to find a warrant for being. I need no warrant for being. No word of sanction upon my being. I am the warrant and the sanction. It is my eyes which see, and the sight of my eyes grants beauty to the earth. It is my ears which hear, and the hearing of my ears gives its sound to the world. It is my mind which thinks, and the judgment of my mind is the only searchlight that can find the truth. It is my will which chooses. Choice of my will is the only edict I must respect.
Yo!
Many words have been granted me, and some are wise and some are false, but only three are holy. I will it. I will it.
1, 2, 3, ah!
I will. I am. I think. I will. My hands. My spirit. My sky. My forest. Wherever I take, the guiding star is within me. The guiding star and the lodestone which point the way. They point in but one direction.
Hey!
They point to me. Oh, they point to me. I know not if this earth on which I stand is the core of the universe, or if it's but a speck of dust lost in eternity. I know not, I cannot. I know not, I cannot. I know not, I cannot. I am, I think,
I will.
I am,
I think, I will.
My
sparer, my sky,
my God,
my fire. I am, I think I will. From the Anthem EP, lyrics adapted from Ayn Rand's Anthem, written about 80 years ago. Muy auspiciosa. Benji, what is the best philosophy? Answer. The philosophy that is combined with great music in a very artistic way. Impresionante. Impresionante. My brother, mi hermano. Exo Sweets playing Warhammer 40k Battle Selector. Hoping the wife you cook a steak and chill into some amazing tunes. Life is good. What's up, Riley Rage? Keep that lighter up. Big choice, Mike Cam. Chad Comstock chose this one.
If you can keep your head
when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you.
If you can trust yourself when
all men doubt you,
but make allowance
for their doubt and see.
If you can talk too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master. If you can think and not make thoughts your aim. If you can meet triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by games to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn out tools.
Whoa!
And toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone. And so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them,
hold on! Hold on.
Hold on.
Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, Rudyard Kipling, Jocko Willink, Akira the Don. If that ain't a dream team, I don't know what is. Hey, yo, Duck, I just got your message. Tango's Two's Mensahe. Yo, we need a Meaning Wave choice of song. And I was going to make an exception for you because you did send $50, but I cannot find that track. It is not in this library that I have in front of me right now. So pick a Meaning Wave song, por favor, and then we can get into what is going on with Brother Duck. F. The Chad Comstock. That's from the album Get Some. Who wants new Jocko? Who wants more Jocko? Who wants more Jocko? Darks is great sadness. Special message from Duck via Streamlabs with $50 attached to it, which is very kind. Says, I am in Saipan. Saipan, says Duck, who is on an adventure and has been keeping us informed, which is very good of him. I am in Saipan. White beaches, blue water, 9,000 miles from mainland, but still part of United States. Legal weed, pristine waters. No chemtrails, no politics, lots to consider. Thailand next. Oh, wow. So I guess this is top on your places to possibly move to list thus far. Where is Saipan? I have to look that up on a thing. I also found a workaround for you. I found you a workaround, which involves digging into the ancient vaults of the very old SoundCloud. Free consciousness. I liked when Alex Jones said, you think evil is powerful? Freedom is powerful.
Saving the world from Solomon Grundy. Saving the world from Solomon Grundy. saving the world.
As kind as you let it be.
That one was for Doc checking in from his adventures. Thank you, Doc. That came out 13 years ago. That was on the Superhero Music mixtape from Akira the Don. 13 years. Good fucking God. This next one goes out to JC the Lionheart. Meditation.
Reason.
The fuck?
Reason. To experience sensations, even grazing beasts do that. To let your desires control you, even wild animals do that. And rotting humans and tyrants from Polaris to Nero. To make your mind your guide to what seems best is common unto all. Even people who deny the gods do that. Even people who betray their country, they all do that. Then do their impure deeds when they have shut the doors. If that's the case, what quality is not in common then with yours? What is unique to the good man? To be pleased and content with what happens. Whatever's sent by fate, and not defiled the divinity within it. With a mess of false beliefs, instead preserve it playfully. Following obediently as a god. Uttering no words contrary to truth. And doing nothing contrary to justice.
Yeah, yeah!
Uttering no words contrary to truth. And doing nothing contrary to justice.
Yeah.
Body, soul, mind. To the body belong sensations. To the soul, appetites. And to the mind, reason. Reason. And if all others disbelieve this life lived with simplicity, humility, and cheerfully, he'll not resent them for it, nor be diverted from his path that leads to the end of his life, to which a man ought to come pure and peaceful. Ready to depart in effortless accord with what must be.
Yo!
With what must be. With what must be. Answering no words, contrary to truth.
And doing nothing,
contrary to justice.
Answering no words,
contrary to truth.
And doing nothing,
contrary.
Yeah, yeah. Good Lord. Bow. Bow, 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 bow.
Body, soul, mind. To the body belong sensations. To the soul, appetite. And to the mind, reason. Reason.
From Meditations Volume 2, chosen by JC the Lionheart. That's called Body, Soul, Mind.
Broadcasting live from the peak of recorded human civilization. You are listening to Akira the Don.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Someone just said something in the chat about that, and I can't find it now. But the gist... Oh, yeah, there you go. Jay-Z Lenhart. Share. Meditations Volume 2 everywhere. Total banger, Akira. That's right. It's the brand new album. It's out now on all platforms. And it's ready for you to share. It's ready for you to do your thing with. Meaning Wave Missionaries, mount the fuck up.
What were you like when I was 25? Well, I was obsessed.
Chinchilla Manila, what's up?
When I was 25 or so, I probably weighed about 130 and dropped out of school by the time they were 15 or 16, went off to work on the oil rigs, and it was a rough time, and drank a lot. I started when I was 14. I had a lot of bad habits, and I wasn't in great shape physically. I was also still intellectually obsessed, as I am now. That would have been in 85. But I decided around then, about 85, like that year, that I was really going to try to get my act together. So I started doing that. First of all, I quit smoking. Well, that took a long time because I eventually had to quit drinking, too, in order to quit smoking. Started working out, started playing sports, which I'd never done. I was a small kid. I'd been skipped a grade, and I was small for my age, so we're never really a domain of expertise for me. Although I skied and went traveling with my dad. Traveling with my dad. Traveling with my traveling with my traveling with my dad. Traveling with my dad. Traveling with my dad. Traveling with my traveling with my traveling with my dad.
What?
Traveling with my dad.
What?
Traveling with my dad.
What? Mini Wave Live Super Request Show. Super Request your chat. No, your request. Super Chat, your request.
What kind of relationship do you have with your father? Your real father. It's often ambivalent, right? There's an element of him that encouraged you, hopefully, because without the encouragement of your father, man, the world is a dismal place. It's very difficult to be a courageous person unless you have your father in body and spirit behind you. Because if your father rejects you or doesn't form a relationship with you, it's as if the spirit of civilization has left you outside the walls as of little worth. It's very difficult.
That's what happens to Drake.
So the father should be an encouraging force, but can be a tyrannical and crushing force. And that's a very difficult thing to get right. If you're my son, then I should impose the highest standards of behavior on you. And I should always be judging what you're doing. I should be judging it with the aim of making the best in you come forward. But getting that balance exactly right is very difficult. It's like the mother who's too overprotective. I'll never let anything happen to you. It's like, well, maybe you actually want to have something happen to you. It's like, no, I'm going to make you strong so any number of things can happen to you. And when you need some care, I'll be there. But otherwise, like, out into the world with you. That's the right attitude. And for the father, it's like, get your bloody act together. Traveling with my dad.
Yo.
Traveling with my dad. Traveling with my, traveling with my, traveling with my dad. Traveling with my dad. Traveling with my dad. Traveling with my, traveling with my, traveling with my dad. Traveling with my dad. Traveling with my dad. Traveling with my, traveling with my, traveling with my dad. Traveling with my dad.
Go.
Traveling with my dad.
Go.
Traveling with my, traveling
with my dad. Go. Yo, I'm taking a moment to speak over the chorus to answer Dirk's question, since no one wants to answer Dirk's question. The song that Dirk requested was Superman Never Made Any Money. And that's on the Superhero Music mixtape from Akira the Don 13 years ago. Go! Any other questions while I'm here answering questions? I don't think there was. I think we're okay. I think we're okay on questions. Yeah.
The best in you to emerge. And so you need standards.
there's way more than that to you. Get your act together and bring it out. And that's a message that people really want to hear if they have any sense at all. And generally, they do want to hear it. One of the things you can do for young people that no one's doing is to talk to them about responsibility. Everyone talks to young people about rights. It's like, we need our rights. It's like, oh, God, how many rights do you need? You know, really, like you have more privileges than any people who've ever lived anywhere. Well, it's so dull to hear this. So dull. It's so pathetic and demeaning that you have to be protected and have your rights. There's a huge market for responsibility. That's what you want to talk to young people about. It's like life has meaning with responsibility. The more responsibility you take on, the more meaning your life has. And to try to bear, the richer your life will be. And no one's ever told that. And it's the case.
Go. 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 Internet. Yeah, yeah.
Trapping with my, trapping with my dad. Trapping with my dad.
Go. Yeah.
You have four kids, say, well, that's plenty of responsibility. You're going to have meaning. It's going to be rough, you know, because it's complicated. You have a complicated job, and you try to help the careers of the people around you. You try to solve tough problems and aid suffering and do all of that. It's like, it's weight. It's responsibility. There's glory in it. There's real glory in it. There's deep meaning in it. And young people are starving for that because no one ever tells them that. It's like, you're way think, man.
Way more.
Do something difficult. Do something difficult and heroic. Burst out of your bonds. It's like, that's a good message. That's a necessary message. Because we have to be more than we are. Because if we aren't, we're not going to survive.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Jay-Z.
Consciousness.
Insight of the Ages. I remember my first meaning wave featuring Akira the Don using the sample of... Oh, wow. That Dune Wave song. Lit! So I get totally distracted by my TV because I look at my TV, it's doing cool shit like that, right? Very cool, but we can't play it too long because the stream is going to get yeeted. I don't know if the replay is going to work. Hey Jason, can you trim out bits of video, or does it just not let you with video? Is this going to be one of those ones that only people on Patreon and channel members are going to have, like fucking 50% of our streams? Chinchilla and Manila chose Trapping with My Dad, and Amanda Dances asked if there's time to play First Function of Mythology, and we should be able to just squeeze this in before the internet collapses, since the frequency of cutout seems to be intensifying. I don't even think it is this cable. I even know what it is. I do know that it's a miracle that it works at all, and I do keep that in mind. And without further ado, Amanda Dances, this is for you.
Consciousness has other notions.
Yo!
Of how things ought to be.
How things ought to be.
What virtue is.
And so on. And so on. And so on.
One of the problems that man has to face is reconciling himself to the foundations of his own existence.
And this is the first function of mythology. This is the first function of mythology. Reconciliation of consciousness with the mystery of being. This is the first function of mythology. No!
Criticizing it. Shakespeare, in his definition of art in Hamlet, where he says,
I hold a mirror
up to nature. It's the perfect definition, I would say, of the first function of mythology. When you hold a mirror up to yourself, your consciousness becomes aware of its display. What it is, what it is. You may be shocked at what you see.
That being which came into being out of darkness and which is its own support.
This is the first function of mythology. This is the first function of mythology. That reconciliation of consciousness with the mystery of being. This is the first function of mythology.
And the realization of their mystery as something that consciousness is not going to be able to criticize, not even going to be able to elucidate, not even going to be able to name. It is something beyond naming, beyond all definitions. That's the first point. And when that is lost, one loses this sense of awe, which Goethe calls the best thing in man, the sense of gratitude for one's privilege of having this center of consciousness aware of these things. And
the first function of mythology. This is the first function of mythology. Reconciliation of consciousness with the mystery of being. This
is the first function of mythology.
Yeah! Meaning Wave Water Sound, it was done. Thank you very much for being here. Super Request Show Live. We do this every now and again. Shit, we may never do it again. You never know. You never know what's going to happen around these parts. We do know that Meditations Volume 2 is out now everywhere. Shouts out to everyone that's been enjoying that. Shouts out to everyone that's been leaving lovely messages on the video, lovely comments on the video, sending me nice messages. Shouts out to Wei Wu. He says it's most honor. That's a high honor. Cut this TV. If you want to get a signed CD, get your orders for those in ASAP. That's over on the Indiegogo. You can get to the Indiegogo by going over to meaningwave.com and pressing on my fey face. And then you can order stuff here. You still have time to get in the credits for 4 music videos if you so wish. And you'll also get in the repress of the CD if we do a CD repress, and the vinyl if we make vinyl. But you will have missed the CD and, of course, the videos that are out. But yeah, CDs are getting signed this week. Crazy, 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 and they'll be getting out to you very soon. How exciting is that? What a time to be alive! And, of course, there is 15% off everything at meaningwave.com with code SPRING! SPRING, SPRING, all caps at checkout. So check that out. We'll be back on Wednesday. We'll be back on Wednesday with a special Stoic Wave live show. And then we'll be doing our party on Friday. That's the streams this week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I have lots and lots of music to make. So that's what's happening. Lots of music to make, lots of music videos to edit. So much to do, brothers and sisters. What a blessing. Big Bad Wolf, I'm not going to lie, I love the track. Be Happy, it's my favorite, I think. We got a music video for that. You'll be happy to know. We shot one. It's very, very cool. High concept.
high concept.
Love to you and your family. Smash the like when you leave. Leave a comment. Go to meaningwave.com. Be excellent to one another. Connected. Yeah. See you later, babies.